今天的主题呢，就是在27节。
Today's title is actually from verse 27.
他用他的光光照了我们。
That is, he has made his light shine upon us.
这是今天的主题。
That's today's title.
当诗人写完了，差不多写完这个诗篇118篇的时候，他就到一个结论。
So when the psalmist finished writing chapter 118, came to this conclusion.
结论就是他写了所有的诗篇的内容的时候，他一个结论就是神光照了我们。
And that conclusion was God has made His light to shine upon us.
这个是蒙光照是很重要的。
It is very important to be shined upon with light.
然后呢，都下面呢，就是他要把那个祭牲。山在那个坛角，那个祭坛那里。
Because it says, with bowl in hand, join festal possession up to the horn of the altar.
这是奉献自己。
It is to give yourself up to the Lord.
这是他的立志。
And that is what the psalmist wants to do.
换句话说，这个整个信仰的历程。
Essentially, it's saying, your spiritual walk.
他去到一个结论。
He has this conclusion.
神光照他。
And that is God's light shine upon him.
但这个不是最后。
However, that's not the end.
最后是他就把自己奉献给上帝。
The ending of it is him sacrificing himself up to the Lord, giving himself to the Lord.
人生能够走到这一步了，这算是人生最高峰了。
So if you come up to that point of life, it's actually the climax of your life.
不是每个人都会奉献给上帝。
Not everyone is willing to sacrifice themselves for the Lord.
一个人能够去到一个地步，他甘心乐意的把自己奉献在神面前的话，他必然是一个很大的一个发现。
For a person to be willing to sacrifice themselves up for the Lord, they must discover something marvelous.
其实我这个开车来的时候，今天师母没有来啊，因为他要去选举啊，选举局里面工作。
My wife didn't come along with me because she has to do some work with the government for voting for election.
但是今天有政调好像改的是有十天，就是选举之前呢，你可以去选举的。
So there's a change with elections. You can go 10 days before voting here.
他就被征召去服侍了。
So my wife was called to do some work over there.
那所以我在车上呢，只有一个人呢，就很安静的来思想这个诗篇。
So as well as I was on my way here, I was thinking about the psalm.
当我思想的时候，我就心里面有一个祷告。
So as I was thinking, I had this prayer.
我真的希望呢，我们在大家在这个地方呢，能够被上帝的光来光照。
I really wish all of us who are here will have God's light shine on us.
而且呢，把我们带到祭坛的面前。
And bring us to the altar.
这里说，把自己散在那个地方。
It's essentially bind ourselves to the altar.
一个决心把自己来奉献给上帝。
And it's to make the decision to sacrifice ourselves for the Lord, be used by Him.
这是我今天讲到的一个最大的一个目的。
And that is the main purpose for my sermon today.
我也希望弟兄姐妹抱着这样的一个渴慕的心，真的开放自己，让神光照我们。
And I wish everyone have an eager heart to have God's light shine on us.
在我们当中呢，有一些人真是被带到祭坛那里。
A lot of us who has been brought to the altar.
把自己一生奉献给上帝。
And given our whole entire life for the Lord.
这是最美好的。
That is the most beautiful life
you can have.
And that is the result of being shined upon by the God's light.
我们人光在我们的人生里面是好重要。
Having light in our life is a very important thing.
你知道了，当神要创造天地的时候。
So you know when God was creating heaven and earth.
这是这个创造的第一件事情。就是创造了光。
The first thing that God created was light.
这个人生世界最需要的、最重要的，就是有光来光照我们。
The most important thing in our life is to have light shine upon us.
然后呢，你看到创世纪了，其实有两次做了光。
Actually, in Genesis, there's two times it mentioned about the creation of light.
两份.
There's two separate ways.
第一就做要有光，就有了光。
First, it was God said there's light, and there was light.
那个是定昼夜的光。
That is the light that separates day and night.
然后后来呢，我们又看到圣经说，后来就做了光体，光体哈。就说大概星球吧一个体。
Okay, and second one is creating the galaxy, essentially.
就是有定了那个节令的，定那个节令节期，那个季节。
Oh, there's a season, four seasons.
这个是圣经里面的那个描述。
Okay, and that was described in the Bible.
我觉得这个是一个神那个特别的一个特别的一个安排。
And that's God's special way of separating things.
你知道了那个定昼夜是什么意思了？
Do you know what it means to separate day and night?
神造了光，定了昼夜。
God's created light and separated day and night.
我常常觉得了，这个上帝在大自然里面呢，做了一个开关呢。
I think of God creating a light switch.
晚上了，
in the
关灯了，睡觉了。
In the night, the lights off, go to sleep.
不要做夜鬼啊。
Don't be a night owl.
晚上不要去搞那个什么东西啊，就睡觉。
At night time, just go to sleep.
关灯。
Turn off the light.
然后了，天亮了就开灯了。
And when it's daytime, turn the light switch on.
开灯就起来了。
And when the light is on,
要做工了。
You have to go to work.
然后又关灯。
And then
又做工。
And then you turn off the light.
这是一个有规律的生活。
So it has a rhythm.
你知道这个光啊，就是。有这个意义在里面。
So light has a special purpose.
让我们有一个规律的生活。
So that we have a rhythm in our life.
能够让我们有健康的身体。
So that we can have a healthy body.
我们常常在现在的资讯好多啊，有好多都蛮不错的资讯啊，就是。
Oh, there's a lot of information these days.
那资讯告诉我们呢、啊。晚上了，你到什么半夜十二点啦、啊，就要什么要休息了，你的内脏啊，然后一点两点有不同的内脏要休息了，你要让它休息啊。
So there's a lot of information telling you, from this time to this time, certain parts of your body, your organs have to do their work, so you have to be resting.
我觉得神创造真是好奇妙的。
I think God's creation is very marvelous.
光好重要的。
It is very important to have light.
这个然后呢就定那个节令啦、啊、那个季节有不同的水果啊不同的食物来生产啊那个都是为我们的健康的。
So there's different seasons created. In every season, there's different fruit and vegetables that needs to be harvested for our own benefit.
所以呢什么时候要吃什么东西地就生长什么东西了。
So in what season the certain type of crops are able to be harvested, so you can partake.
不同的东西都有不同的营养的。
And of course, different fruit vegetables have their own nutrients.
所以我们呢买水果啦，要买食果啊，那个时节和时节的水果。
So when we purchase fruit, we have to buy the seasonal fruit, specific for that season.
通常呢都是又大又甜的。
And for that specific season, the fruit is very large and very sweet.
这神的创造好奇妙啊。
Again, God's creation is very marvelous.
这个都跟光有关的。
And it is related to light.
没有光，那个生命不会生得很好的。
Because without light, those crops would not grow as nicely.
我去看医生的时候，那医生说你缺少了维他命 D.
So when I went to the doctors, the doctor told me I lack vitamin D.
这个骨啊会缩松啊。
So essentially, I will have osteoporosis if I don't partake vitamin D.
怎么办啊？
So then I asked, so what do I do?
那你就吃维他命 D 了。
And he says, well, go eat vitamin D.
还有呢，多晒太阳。
And also, get more sunlight.
被光照。
Be shined upon with light.
哇，光有增加维他命 D 的。
Because sunlight can actually increase your vitamin D level in the body.
我的第三个孙子出生的时候呢。医生吩咐了，要把它放在阳光底下。
My third grandson, when he was born, the doctor mentioned to us to leave him under the sun.
那个黄就慢慢就没有了。
So the yellowness of his skin would dissipate.
所以呢，神创造光啊，真的好好重要。
So when God created light, it's very important.
但是最重要的一件事情呢、啊、
But the most important thing is,
还不是我们的，对我们的身体的健康的，健康的一种照顾。
It is not only the goodness for our health that light is important for.
就是它会光照我们。
The most important is he made his light to shine upon us.
把我们一步一步的带到一个一个属灵的生命的健康里面。
So that he can lead us one step at a time to our spiritual health.
就一步一步的带领。
And it is one step at a time kind of guidance.
一步带我们的。
It guides us one step at a time.
所以呢，圣经里面呢讲到神的话语就是脚前的灯，路上的光。
So in the Bible, it says God's word is a light for our path and a lamp for our path.
光照我们。
It's to shine upon us.
圣灵呢也在我们心里面，那个圣灵光照我们。
And again, the Holy Spirit shines in our heart.
所以主耶稣说，我就是世界的光。
So therefore, Jesus says, I am the light of the world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里面走。
Those who follow me will not walk in
nighttime. 必要得到生命之光。
Will not walk in darkness and will receive the light of life.
那个生命之光呢，就是帮助我们的生命是更加的健康的。
The light of life will help us to be more healthy.
你知道人呢最大的问题了，当然健康好重要。
Of course, a healthy body is very important.
但人最大的问题呢，是一种灵性上的不健康。
However, the most important thing is our spiritual, our mind, the health of our mind.
好多人与人之间的关系破裂啊，是因为里面不健康啊。
A lot of times your relationship fade or you have quarrel with people is because your mindset is unhealthy.
其实有人说啊，就算我们身体的不健康啊，有时候是因为我们里面那个灵性这种心理上的不健康所做成的。
A lot of times our physical health is not good is due to our spiritual, our mindset not being healthy.
你里面的生命绝对影响你的这种身体的情况。
The spiritual, the mindset within you affects your physical health, your physical body.
那医生告诉我们呢，今天那个细菌所做成的病啊，相对来说没有给那种心灵啊，这种忧郁啊，那种里面做成的病啊，这个相对来说，这个细菌的病会更小，会比较小。
In comparison to bacterial infections and stuff like that, our spiritual, our mind, problems actually. It has more effect.
Yeah, 里面的问题啦，做成的病啦，是更多的。
The disease that is caused by things that's within actually affects us more than bacterial infections.
癌症的病啊，很多时候是因为里面的心灵的不健康啊，来产生的。
A lot of times, cancer happens due to your spiritual mindset and unhealthiness.
所以生命的这个生命的光的光照好重要。
So therefore, being shined upon with light is very important.
那今天呢，我们所思想的，它光照了我们呢，就是属于一种生命的被光照。
So when you mention about God's light shine upon us, it's telling us our life being shined upon.
好，我们来看圣经第，先来看第一个地方。
Let's first look at the Bible, the first area.
是第五节。
And it's in
chapter 118.
And it's from verse 5 in the back of the bulletin.
这里说，我在急难中求告耶和华，他就应允我，把我安置在宽阔之地。
It says, when hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious space, a place.
这个是一个神光照我们的第一个我们思想的地方。
That is the first thing that we want to ponder upon.
神很多时候在什么时候来光照我们呢？
So when do God have his light shine upon us?
这里是说在急难中。
And here it says when hard pressed.
神把我们放在急难中的时候。
When God put us in a hard pressed situation.
在那个时候呢，他就是最能够光照我们的时候。
And that is the time that his light can most shine upon us.
最近呢，有一个专门学光学的一个眼科医生啦，他提到一点呢，他说我通常没有留心的，他是告诉我们是这样的。他说呢，在日间呢，其实天上的星星啊都在哪里的，不过你看不到而已。
So an ophthalmologist mentioned that in the nighttime, the stars are all in the sky. It's just that you cannot see them.
就说星星不是在晚上才有的。
Stars don't occur only in the nighttime.
你举头看上到处都是星星。
When you lift your head up, even during daytime, the stars are all over the place.
不过呢，因为日间呢太光了，所以你没有看到。
But because it's daytime, therefore it's too light, therefore you cannot see the stars.
晚上才看到。
Only at nighttime you are able to see the stars.
同样在人生里面有好多好宝贵的东西都不是在我们好快乐的日子里面看到的。
So similarly, a lot of times, the things you cannot see a lot of things when you're in a happy state.
都是在那些困难的，好像在急难之中的时间呢，我们会看得特别的清楚。
Only when you're hard pressed, you're able to see a lot of things much more clearly.
所以呢，我们在急难中的时候，我们求神帮助我们，在那个时候来光照我们。
So therefore, when we're in a hard-pressed situation, we ask God to help us to see more clearly.
这个诗人的态度很好。
The attitude of the psalmist is great.
在急难中，我求告耶和华。
Because the psalmist says, when hard-pressed, I cry to the Lord.
很多人在急难中会埋怨。
A lot of people in hard-pressed situations, they start to complain.
有时候埋怨自己
A lot of times complain about ourselves.
有时候埋怨配偶
We often complain about our spouse.
埋怨那个埋怨那个
About this person and that person complaining.
埋怨祖宗
Complaining about our ancestors.
埋怨好多事情
We complain about all these things.
埋怨自己生下来
Complain that we actually are born.
就是约伯的埋怨
That was Job's complaint.
但是我们要看清楚一件事情
But we have to see one thing clearly.
神是掌管一切。
And that is, God is sovereign. He controls everything.
包括在某些时间，你看来是在急难之中。
Including things, including situations that seem hard-pressed.
在那个时候，祷告，求告神。
And during those times, we have to cry out to the Lord.
神在那个时候，就有机会来光照我们。
Because during those times,God is able to shine His light upon us.
求告神的意思不是讲好多话。
Crying out to the Lord is not just babbling to Him.
有时候呢，我们求告神不一定讲好多话。
A lot of times when we cry out to the Lord, we don't have to say much.
我们就安静在神的面前。
Just come peacefully in front of Him.
一句两句。
Maybe one or two phrases.
敞开自己的心。
Opening our hearts.
神啊，在这个时间一定有你的意思的。
We understand that God, you have your purpose in this time.
求你光照我。
May your light shine on us.
打开自己的心。
Open our hearts.
那个时候呢，神就有机会来光照我。
And in that moment, God is able and have a chance to shine His light on us.
那诗人求告之后呢？
So after the psalmist,
很多时候我们就等一个结果了。
We often just stay there and wait for an answer.
我们通常会等神啊，我需要这个，我现在求告你，那你成就了，那等于就事情就解决了。
Essentially, we say, God, I need this, and once you approve, the problem is solved.
啊，难关过了。
And the difficulty we have hopped over.
好了，安全了，平安了。
We are in peace. We are safe.
很多时候我们就停在那里。
And therefore, we just stop right there.
但千万不要停在那里。
Please don't just stop there.
因为神把急难需要临到我们，不是单单为我们解决问题的。
Because when God gives us this hard-pressed situation, He doesn't just want us to just solve the problem. That's it.
我们还是要再等候下去。
We have to patiently wait.
神啊，我知道这个急难来到，不是叫我单单解决问题的。
Because we have to understand, God, you have given us the situation, but not just for me to resolve the problem. That's it.
那解决问题，神何必要把这件事情来放在我们前面呢？
If
你不放就可以了，根本不需要解决。
Because if there's no problem ahead of us, anyways, we don't even have to resolve it. So there must be a purpose of that situation happening.
所以千万不要难关度过了，就好像都天都光了。
Don't just overcome the problem and see it's daytime already, daylight already, and no more problem.
再等候下去。
Be patiently wait for another moment.
神啊，究竟是为了什么？
God, what is the purpose of the situation?
继续的光照我。
May you continue to shine your light upon us.
啊，在这里呢，其实他说，在极难之中求告耶和华，他就应允了我，把我安置在欢呼之处。
When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place.
那个安置在宽阔之处啦，才是那个结果。
Brought me into a spacious place. That is what we want to accomplish.
神要安置我们。
God wants to bring us.
神给把急难摆在我们的生活里面，为的要把我们带到一个宽阔之处。
God gave us hard-pressed situation in order to bring us into a spacious place.
神为我们预备一个宽阔之处。
Because he has prepared for us a spacious place.
我们的人生是应该是要宽阔的。
Because our life needs to be in a spacious place.
主耶稣说，我把生命给你们。
Jesus says, I have given my life to you.
是要把丰富的生命给你们。
In order to bring abundant life for you.
这个是神的要把我们带去的一个地方。
And that abundant life is where Jesus wants to bring us to.
诗人他的结论，他应允我，他的结论就是他蒙了安置，而且在欢呼之处。
What the psalmist is trying to tell us is that God has brought us into a spacious place.
我自己呢，真的好经历过这样的一个安置，啊，经历过那个欢呼之处。
I personally have experienced God bringing me into a spacious place.
我不晓得大家有没有经过上帝的安置了。
I don't know if you have experienced such.
我好深的印象，就是当我开始这个脚伸37年前啊，当我开始那个脚伸的时候了，神一早就把我安置好了，把我的家人安置好了。
I remember 37 years ago, before we even started CCHC, God has brought my family and everything into its own place.
我应该告诉过大家这个见证，可以再讲一次。
I think I've shared the testimony before.
37年前的八月份，我辞职了。
So 37 years ago in August, I resigned from my position at the time.
那时候是八月份。
It was in August.
然后呢，十月份呢，我就离开那个教会，我就搬到Bayside那个地方。
So in that October that year, I moved away and resigned my position and went to Bayside.
但是在八月的时候，我还是住在教会的楼上，住在教会的九楼。
At that time in August, I was still living in the church location in the 8th floor.
教会给我住是免费的。
Church provided room and board for free.
不用给租金的。
I didn't have to pay rent.
所以呢，我假如是这样的话呢，我其实是很难辞职离开教会的。
So it's actually very difficult for me to resign from my position.
但是奇妙的地方呢，就是在六月份的时候。
The interesting thing is back in June, 2 months before.
那时候还没有想过要辞职。
I didn't think about leaving my position.
因为我太太是一个好非常稳定的一个女性啊，她不想到处移动的。
My wife is very content with where she is. She doesn't like to move
around. 我完全没有想过要离开那个稳定的地方。
We never thought about moving to a different place from our comfort zone.
在六月份的时候，她的同事告诉她，她的做工一起做工的人告诉他。
So in June, her coworker told her one thing.
他说了，在Bayside那个地方啊，买了一个 co-op， 一个共有公寓。
So they mentioned that in Bayside, they purchased a co-op.
只需要给5000块，这个当payment向银行贷款啊，然后呢就买了那个地方了。
You only have to pay 5000 down payment, and you're able to purchase that co-op.
然后呢，就买了之后租给人。
And once you purchase that piece, place, you can rent it out to other people.
然后呢，收到的租金呢，可以还银行的贷款。
And the income, the rent that you get in, you can start paying off the mortgage.
也可以给那个 maintenance， 这个维修维持费。
And the extra money you can use for maintenance for the
co-op. 还剩下5块钱。
And you have $5 left over.
这个太好了。
That sounds fantastic.
5000块，我们是有的。
$5,000 we had in our pocket at the time.
那时候住在教会啊，没有不需要租金。
So when we lived in the church, the apartment, we lived there for free.
去买那个地方了。
So therefore, we went and purchased that co-op.
还在墙上有一幅图，我们就说我们买这个，因为我不是自己住的，最重要是五块钱，也是。
At that moment, we just picked one of the apartments from the co-op and said, oh, we want that one. We weren't really thinking about that place. We're thinking about the $5 that we can gain.
那个时候是六月份。
That was in June.
啊，到八月份，上帝感动，感动我太太，因为我一走都有这个心了。他感动他太，我太太都有这个心，一同要离开教会，开始那个脚生的事工。
So actually in August, the Lord touched my wife and moved her, and then we decided to leave the church and start CCHC.
然后在当天晚上，我们就做了个决定了。
So at that evening, we made the decision. In August, we made a decision.
我们就辞职离开教会。
So therefore, we resigned from the church.
我记得那个晚上了，我立刻写了辞职信。
I immediately wrote my letter.
因为难得我太太都答应了嘛。
Because it's very difficult for my wife to actually agree.
因为那个重要的工作没有太太一同同性还难做的。
Because it's very difficult to do things when your wife disagrees with you.
所以我就写了，就立刻跑到街上去寄了。
So I immediately went and gave my resignation letter.
我根本不需要寄的，因为我就住在教会。
I didn't really have to mail it because I already live in church.
我就寄了。
So I just gave it.
然后啦，就然后到结果啦，十月份 closing。就成交了。
So in October we had the closing date and everything came to be.
教会就搬到我要那个地方去了。
So therefore I moved away from the church and towards the condo.
这是上帝的安置。
And that is God bringing us and placing us there.
我搬离开 Chinatown 之后，有一位姐妹跟我们说啊，老牧师，我本来为你们好担心的。
After we left Chinatown, one of the sisters told us, Pastor Lo, I actually was really concerned for you guys.
因为你的儿子六岁在那里读小学啊，那个排名在全市排名是400多啊。
Because your son is 6 years old already, and the school that he goes to actually is number 400 so.
我都没有想过这些。
So for me, I actually didn't even consider those.
就好好侍奉上帝就好了，没有想过。
I just thought about serving the Lord and didn't think about my kids.
结果我搬到 Bayside 呢，那个是全市的这个 Five Boroughs 啊，是 number one 的学区。
So the school that my son actually ended up going, it was number one in the Five Boroughs.
学校啦，学校排名第十四。
And the school itself was number 14.
四百跟十四差好远。
14 and 400, there's a lot of gaps between.
Yeah, 我觉得上帝要我开始脚生的事工之前呢，就把我的家人安置好了。
So before I even started CCHC, God has already placed me and my family to the right place.
也不单这个。
Not only was that the thing.
这是37年前的事情。
That was 37 years ago.
到今天，我在看我现在的情况。
Now, 37 years later, I look at my current state.
神原来不单单把我安置在 Bayside 啊。
God not only placed me at Bayside.
事实上，后来我两个儿子慢慢长大的时候了，他们两个都来一同来到我的面前。
So after my two sons have grown up, both of them came to me.
他说 ：“Daddy， 谢谢你啊。”讲英文啦哈。
They said,
"Daddy， 谢谢你啊。
And they said, "Daddy, thank you."
你让我们在 Queens 长大。
You allowed us to grow up in Queens.
可见他们对他们来说这个很重要。
Definitely seems important for them to be grown up in Queens.
他不是谢谢我叫让我在 Long Island 长大。
They didn't thank me for being for growing up in
Long
Island.
在
Long
Island 长大好像比较合理啊。
In Long Island, growing up in Long Island seems more
贵的地方啊，各方面都很好啊。
It seems more more wealthy because that place is but they are very wealthy over there.
可见呢，这是上帝的工作。
So therefore, it is God's work in my life.
到今天呢，我看到另外一件事情。
So today, I see a different thing.
神把我安放在宽阔之处。
And that is God has placed me in a spacious place.
单单 New York, 我们有四个 center, 四个中心。
So only in New York, only we have four different centers.
还有一个营地。
We have a campsite.
然后在中国有四个儿童村。
And in China, we have four orphanages.
在孟加拉有 home for homeless. 在那个 Bangladesh.
Oh, Bangladesh.
在那里有 这个 home for homeless.
And we have home for homeless people.
全世界好多的不同的地方有角声的分会。
And in different areas in the world, we have CCH sites.
那个时候开始离开写那个信要辞职的时候了，我从来没有想过我走了到今天的时间。
When I wrote the letter for resignment, I never thought about the things that could happen.
神光照我们。
God has shined His light upon us.
是在你所走的每一步上来光照。
That is to shine His light on us in every single step of the way.
就敞开自己。
Just open your heart.
神啊，指引我的路。
And ask God to guide your path.
带领我的人生。
And guide your life.
我真是希望弟兄姐妹把自己交在上帝的光照下。
I really wish the brother and sister would be willing to lift up your life and allow God's light to shine on you.
不要自己来摸索。
And don't go around on your own.
你不需要自己来摸索。
You don't need to go around looking on your own.
因为神是那位做光的神。
Because God is the God that creates light.
也是一位愿意在我们人生的路引导我们的神。
And He also is a God who is willing to guide and lead us in our life.
他是安置我们的神。
He is a God who places us at the right place.
你知道上帝最重要、最大的一个安置是什么吗？
Do you know what the biggest, biggest way of bringing us to?
对我们人生的安置。
And that is to bring our life.
这是人人有份的安置。
And it is thing that every one of us can have.
你知道那是什么吗？
Do you know what that is?
在约翰福音十四章第一节。
In John chapter 14 verse 1.
约翰福音十四章第一节。
John chapter 14
verse 1. 你们信你不要要求，你们信神也当信我。在我父家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我若去为你们预备的地方，预备地方，就必定回来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，你们也在哪里。这是安置。
And that is, John chapter 14 verse 1 is just says, Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are my rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be there, may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. So the best preparation is to bring us to a place where he will be.
所以弟兄姐妹，在急难中，你不要单单看到急难中，你要看到上帝的光照。
So in hard-pressed situations, don't just look at the situation itself. We have to see God's light shining on us.
你的信仰也不要停留在那个得到了没有得到那种光景里面。
And don't let your spiritual walk be stuck at obtaining and or losing at that specific situation.
不要停在那个解决了没有解决这个地方。
Don't just be stuck at a place where you have accomplished one thing or not able to accomplish.
就算是得到了。
Even if you have received,
就算是解决了,
even if the problem has been resolved,
神还有地方要把你带往去,
there's still a place that God wants to bring you to.
所以属灵的路要不断的前进。
So our spiritual life, we have to continuously walk ahead.
那第二个地方我们来看第六第七节。
And the second area is verse 6 and 7.
第六第七节，有耶和华帮助我，我必不惧怕人能把我怎么样呢？在那帮助我的人中有耶和华帮助我，所以我要看见那恨我的人遭报。投靠耶和华，强势依赖人；投靠耶和华，强势依赖王子。
The Lord is with me; I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me; He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes.
这里的这个描述跟我上面所讲的是同一个 pattern, 同一个观念的。
So the way that this couple of verses says is similar to the pattern. It's the same pattern as previous verse.
他与这里说神帮助了我。
So here it says, the Lord helped me.
这个很宝贵啊，神帮助我。
It is very precious. The Lord has helped me.
但是呢，他也同样的，他没有停在一个帮助那个地步。
Similarly, it didn't just stop at the point where God helped you.
他继续把自己交托在上帝的手中。
The psalmist continuously surrendered himself to the Lord.
让神继续帮助他。
And have God continuously help him.
他就被光照。
So he,
不断地被光照
so he can be shine, he can be shined upon.
然后就产生一个结论
So therefore, it ends up with a conclusion.
那个结论是什么呢
And what is that conclusion?
倚靠神的人，强似倚靠王子
It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in prince.
这个强似就是一个比较
It is better. It's a comparison.
所以那个帮助了就他经历一种的帮助是一个长期的帮助。
So the help that the psalmist has received from the Lord is a continuous help.
这是不断的让我们成长的一个帮助。
And it is a help that continuously helps us grow.
这个帮助呢就成为别人的一个提醒。
And this help has become, this help has become
一个提醒，一个教导。
A teaching for others.
我就举个例子，大家就明白了。
Let me bring an example.
这个创世纪二十二章是讲那个亚伯拉罕呢奉献了以撒。
So in Genesis chapter 22, it mentioned about Abraham sacrificing Isaac.
然后呢，这个在圣经里面呢讲到，当亚伯拉罕举手要杀以撒的时候。
And the Bible we recorded right before Abraham was about to kill Isaac.
然后呢，这个亚伯拉罕呢。就看到神预备了一个羔羊在那个树上。
And Abraham was able to see that God has prepared a lamb.
这个信仰呢其实是亚伯拉罕的一贯的一个信仰。
So this type of faith is actually what Abraham's faith has been like.
所以呢当那个以撒他被他爸爸亚伯拉罕带上一个亚摩利山的时候
So therefore, when Abraham was taking Isaac up to the mountain,
他就有个怀疑。
Isaac had this question in mind.
爸爸不是说要献祭吗
Didn't Dad mention about sacrifice?
那柴又带去了。
We brought the wood.
但是寄生在哪里呢
Where is the sacrificial lamb?
这个以撒呢是广东话说好醒目啊，好 smart。
Cantonese saying Isaac is very smart.
Oh, smart.
Very smart.
他大概猜想到一点点了。
He kind of had an idea.
会不会他就是那个寄生呢
He thinks that, oh, I am the sacrificial lamb.
但他不敢问，不敢说。
But he was afraid to say anything.
他就问爸爸，寄生在哪里
？So he asked the dad, "Dad, where is the sacrificial lamb?"
然后。亚伯拉罕就有回答一个非常重要的答案。
So therefore, Abraham answered him in a very important way.
神，他必定自己去预备那个献祭的羊羔。
Abraham said, God will prepare the sacrificial lamb.
换句话说，这个是亚伯拉罕一直都有这个信心的。
Abraham had this faith all along.
那，但他没有说出来是什么。
But Abraham didn't say what the sacrifice is. Right before he was going to kill Isaac.
然后呢，那个时候他还相信神可以叫他复活的。
At that moment, Abraham actually believed that even Isaac were to be killed, he will come back to life.
这圣经希伯来书是这样说。
In the Bible, in Hebrew, it recorded like that.
他没有想到了，原来神有一个特别的方法。
He didn't think that God has a special way of bringing sacrifice.
结果在树上就有一个羊羔在哪里。
Actually, there is a lamb on a tree.
所以以撒就放心了。
So therefore, Isaac was very settled.
就献了这个。然后最重要的一件事情呢，亚伯拉罕在那个时候就给那个山那个地方改名叫耶和华以勒。
So Abraham has changed that place to Jehovah Jireh.
这个圣经根据就说以后的人直到今天就直到那天人还说在耶和华的山上有预备
So the people after Abraham remembers and recognize that at that mountain God will prepare, God will provide.
你知道吗？这个就是一个光照，就是说神帮助了亚伯拉罕之后。
So this is the way that God's light shine upon people. Abraham has been shined upon.
亚伯拉罕不是停在那里。
Abraham did not just stop where he was.
事情解决了。
Just resolve the issue and left right there.
亚伯拉罕是不断地运用这个信心。
Abraham continuously used and practiced his faith.
包括把以撒献上。
Including sacrificing his own son Isaac.
然后又成为一个见证。
And that event has become a testimony.
别人因为他的缘故，也知道上帝预备的上帝。
And because of what Abraham has done, other people would know that God is a God who provides.
这方面呢，我也可以讲一下我的见证。
And in this area, I can also share my own testimony.
大家都看到了，早生这个37年呢，没有停过的。
You have all seen that CCHC has not stopped working for 37 years, including this day, still has not stopped.
不断向前的，不断向前。
It continuously march forward.
那为什么可以不断的向前呢？
Why can we continuously march forward?
就是神在这个成长的路，这个侍奉的路上，不断的有帮助，不断有帮助，不断有帮助。
Because in these years, God has continuously helped.
在整个帮不断的帮助里面。
And through the helps that we have received,
我看到一个的一看到一件的事情
，and I see this one thing,
就是胜利，就是这里所描述的，后面所描述的，神帮助我，我必定能够剿灭我的敌人。
It is saying I have continuously victory.
神帮助我，我必定能够胜过在我人生里面种种的困难。种种的仇敌。
When God helps me, I can conquer all the difficulties.
所以从那个帮助里面，我看见一件事情，我不需要害怕。
And through all the difficulties, I understand that I need not to be afraid.
我不晓得你的人生怎么样。
I do not know what your life is like.
能否被光照到一个地步
？Whether you can be shined with light to a point.
不需要害怕。
To a point that you do not need to be afraid.
你不害怕才可以向前。
When you're not afraid, that's only when you can move forward.
你不害怕才可以离开那个安全的地方，继续的发展。
You can only move forward to move out of your comfort zone when you're not afraid.
你的人生才会宽广。
And only then your life can be spacious.
好了，我们很快去到第三点。
Okay, quickly let's move to point three.
我们去到第三点。
Point three.
这里讲到匠人所砌的石头第22节
verse 22
匠人所砌的石头已成了房角头块石头，这个是一个被光照之下的一个之后的一个看见。
The stone, verse 22, the stone the builder rejected has become the cornerstone. That's what people see after they have been shined upon with the light.
那在这节之前他经历了什么呢？
What has happened the verse before that?
第17节
Verse 17.
我必不致死，仍旧存活，并要传扬耶和华的作为。耶和华虽严的惩治我，我却未曾将我交于死亡。这里明显的提到他经历过死亡的一个边缘。
Verse 17, I will not die but live and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. In here, it described that the psalmist has experienced near death experience.
我不晓得大家有没有经过死亡的边缘。
I don't know if you had near-death experiences.
这个最近啊，我的一个认识一个弟兄啊，我真的觉得他经历过死亡的边缘了。
So there's a brother I know that I feel like he has experienced a near-death.
是上个星期的事情。
That was last week.
他在一个宴会里面准备完了，他突然间人家发觉他到晕，就是这样了哈。坐在那个位置，整个都好像已经死了。
It was at a special event. It was towards the end of the event. People saw that he kind of just fainted.
有人摸他的这个动脉已经没有了，不动了。
Someone touched him to make sure he was okay.
就等于已经心脏就停了。
It felt like he had no pulse and that he has passed away.
那然后呢？这刚刚旁边有一个做护士的，懂得人工呼吸的人呢？就来给他人工呼吸，就这面都黑了。太太当时看见他的面都黑的，已经黑了。
And his whole face has turned blue and like turning black. So there's someone that knows how to do CPR working on him.
然后就是那个人给他人工呼吸。
So that person continuously do CPR.
那很快又变为就复原了。
And then a moment later, he's to start to recover.
真的经历过死亡的边缘。
So it's essentially having a near death experience.
神就为他预备一个护士，懂得人工呼吸的人，就在他身边。
So God has prepared a nurse who knows how to do CPR near him.
平常呢，他应该是开车回家的时候，那段时间应该自己回家开车的。假如开车就没有了。
So in his usual time, that would be the moment he would be driving home. Then if that was the case, he would have passed away.
那我昨天晚上见到他、
so、
好像没事啊，经过那么大的事情了好像没事了。
So last night I saw him, it seems like nothing has happened. He looked perfectly fine.
然后我就说好诚恳的握住他手，我说你经历过这个人生的死亡的边缘了、啊、你要好好要思想你将来的这人生应该怎么来用了。
So I hold on to him. I said, you have had near-death experience. You really have to think about what you want to do with the continuation of your life.
然后他告诉我没有啊，明天就上班了，后天就上班了。
He says, no, I have to go back to work tomorrow.
我好失望。
I was so sad.
当然了，他不能够一下子就把，他是一个会计师啊，他不能够一下子就把工作放下来啊。
No, he is an accountant, so he can't really just drop all his work.
就是理解的。
I understand that.
但是呢，其实我们每个人呢，遇到这个死亡的边缘呢，就应该重新来评估我们的这个人生。
So when we have near-death experience, we have to evaluate our own life a little bit differently.
好，我们来看看，当这个作者诗人，当他经历过死亡的边缘的时候，他就被光照了。
So when the psalmist had near-death experience, his life was shined upon with God's light.
他发现什么了？
What has he discovered?
他被光照的时候，他就发现了我们刚才读的那个二十二节，匠人所砌的头块石头，所丢弃的石头已经成了房角石头。
He has discovered that the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
这是一个体会，一个被光照的时候的这个体会。
That is the feeling that he gets after he has been shined upon by the light.
神没有丢弃我。
God has not rejected me.
不但没有丢弃我，他还会拣选我成为那个房角的那个房角石，最重要的那块石头。
He has not rejected me, but he has made me the cornerstone of that part.
你知道后来呢？那个新约的圣经的时候呢，那个路加就把这件圣经就放在他所写的《使徒行传》里面。
So in the New Testament, the psalmist Luke actually placed this verse into Acts.
换句话说，这是一个普遍的神对人的心意。
And this actually is what God's will is for most people, if not all.
神不丢弃人的。
God will never forsake or reject
man. 人会丢弃人。
Man, we will reject
man. 但神不会丢弃人。
But God will not.
我觉得神没有丢弃我。
I don't think God has rejected or forsaken me.
假如在人的手中呢，我会被丢弃的。
If I were a man in other people's hand, I would be rejected.
因为我并不是一个很特殊的人。
Because I'm not that special.
我告诉大家，曾经告诉过大家，我练书练得不好。
I've told you before, I'm not that great in my studies.
也很懒。
And I'm very lazy as well.
也很喜欢赌钱。
这个
gamble.
Oh, I like to gamble.
所以呢，小学小孩子呢，我的赌钱是遗传的，不是学，是遗传的。
It actually, I inherited from my ancestors.
我的爸爸就把因为去澳门啊， 香港去澳门好近的，去澳门赌钱啊，就把整个鞋店都输掉，输光了。
My father actually lost his all, lost the whole entire business going to Macau and gamble.
所以我的家里面呢，我妈妈呢，当我去教会的时候，我16岁就去教会了，然后呢，他就劝我不要到教会去。
So when I was 16, I went to church, and my mom told me not to go to church.
他用什么来劝我呢
？And what did she use?
不要去了。
She says, "Don't go."
叫几个人回家拆麻将就好了。
She told me, "Oh, don't go to church. Just grab a couple people. We'll just do mahjong at home."
我是赌博世家。
gamble world. Family.
从小就是这样，在那种环境长大。
From youth, I live in that kind of environment.
是，这个是一个，我爸爸也曾经跟我这样说，是烂泥，这个烂的泥啊，你扶不上，用不上的。
So my dad told me,
泥土啊，烂的，你扶不上的。
So my dad told me, if you're already rotten, you can't really grow anything nice.
我就是这样这个人啊。
So
然后呢，但是神不弃我啊，没有丢弃我。
So I was just like that. However, God never forsaken me and rejected me.
我是好感恩啊。
I'm very grateful.
当我分享这个见证给一位弟兄的时候，
When I share this testimony with a brother,
他也有同感啊。
He felt the same.
他说虽然呢，我不是烂泥，但是我的老师啊，常常骂我。
He says, I'm not rotten crop, but my teachers always tell me.
这个国语我不懂得怎么讲啊，我也希望你可以翻译得到。假如有人可以帮我讲广东话，好眉好貌生沙虱，你有没有听过？就说你的样子是很好的，你的样子是很好的，但是呢，你好像一个乞丐这样的肮脏的，大概是这个。
Okay, okay. Essentially, you look fine, you look okay as a human, but you look like a beggar, essentially.
是。他从小就被老师这样骂的。
So that student has been rebuked by the teacher that essentially saying you're kind of useless.
那幸好了，就是神他自己没有放弃，那神也没有放弃他。
Of course, the good thing with him, he never gave up on himself, and God never gave up on him.
后来啊，他做了眼科医生。
And later he became an ophthalmologist.
在美国念书的时候是全国。最好的3% 的最好的那些学生里面。
And he was the top 3% of high achieving student.
我觉得这个好重要，你必须要被光照。
It is very important to be shined upon with light.
生存不是最重要的。
Living is not the most important thing.
上帝在你的生存的过程里面拣选你成为房角石。成为有用了才是最重要的。
When God chooses you to be the cornerstone from your life, that is the most important.
哎呀，我真的希望弟兄姐妹被光照啊
！I really wish that brothers and sisters can be shined upon with God's light.
所以这个作者，我刚才开始的时候讲过了，当他被光照之后，他做了个什么决定
？Like I mentioned in the beginning, when the psalmist has been shined upon with the light, what he made a decision.
27节，我们再来看看。
And that is in verse 27.
耶和华是神，他光照了我们，理当用绳索把寄生拴住，牵到坛角那里。
The Lord is God, and He has made His light shine on us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar.
我请大家注意两个字。
I want everyone to focus on two
words. 这两个字就是被光照的地方了。
And that is, He has made His light shine on us.
理当你是应该的。
嗯哼，it's
第十节
with both in hand
啊，就是说我们应该的把自己好像祭物这样来散在祭坛那里。
We need to be joined in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar.
就好像罗马书12章所讲的。
Just like Romans chapter 12, it says this.
我们这样奉献是理所当然的。
We sacrifice as such is what we need to do.
我真的希望神真的感动我们的心。
I really wish that God would touch our hearts.
把自己散在祭坛那里。
That we would join ourselves together at the altar.
不要再浮动了，不要再摇摆了。
And not waver left and right.
立定心志。
Stricken our hearts.
把自己的人生奉献给上帝。
Willing to sacrifice our life for the Lord.
理当应该是这样的。
We should and we must do that.
我希望神光照我。
I really wish that God's light would shine on us.
直到我们做了这个决定。
Until we make that decision.
把自己奉献给上帝。
Sacrificing our life for God.
那是最好的。
That is the best.
神把我们安置在欢乐之处。
God will bring us to a spacious place.
我们一起低头祷。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的主，愿你在我们当中来呼召我们归向你。
Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you would choose us here.
好像你光照诗人一样。
Just like how your light has shined upon the psalmist.
主啊，让他看到你是那一位愿意安置我们在欢活之处的上帝。
That he was able to see that you're the God that brings him to spacious places.
主啊，让我们看见你是那位不断地来帮助我们的，让我们的人生里面可以不断地开拓，不断地发展的那位上帝。
Lord, help us to see that you are the God that helps us, and you're the God that brings us to spacious places.
主啊，我们也看到你是那位不放弃我们，愿意来造就我们的上帝。
Help us also to see that you're a God that does not reject us and willing to mold us.
主啊，我们的人生是好宝贵的。
Lord, our life is so precious.
主啊，我们的生命是你所创造的。
Lord, our life has been created by you.
主啊，但愿主啊，我们真是不再为自己，也不再为这个世界来活，而是为你而活。
Lord, help us not to live for ourselves or for the world, but live for you.
主，愿你悦纳我们的祷告。
Lord, may you please accept our prayer.
继续光照我们人生的道路。
Continue to shine the light of our path of our life.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
I pray this all in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.